Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, welcome to Cumtown on WCUM, Cumtown Radio.
WCUM.
The home of, I don't know.
We're just talking about WCUM. I don't know what that voice was.
It's like
hell yeah, dude.
Like how Cosby impressions sort of evolved over the years.
So
then when you get to like the Family Guy Cosby impression, it's so far removed from actual Cosby.
Right. It's an impression.
Well, the kids, they go, they listen to the jazz music, and it goes, zip, zop, zoobity, bop, ooh, I used to, there was a man that sold Kodak film.
That was like a Family Guy bit.
He's
but
a
we were
guy.
Just talking about how Brandon didn't really talk much on the podcast last time.
Yeah, fuck Brandon.
Which is good, because fuck him, but you can check him out on Chapo Trap House. he was their guest this week.
Yeah, political analysis from
Brandon.
One of the most woke
intellectuals,
public intellectuals, like a Norman Mailer type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, more
except
like Norman
woker.
Gaylor.
Gaylor.
Yeah. Thank you.
Call.
No Hormone guy. Gaylor.
Hormone Gaylor.
Hormone Gaylor.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, if you guys follow Norman Wilkerson on Twitter, please call him Hormone Wilkerson from now on. Glad we
and tell him
that.
Taxes are too low.
Yeah, so we got to cover this. I already told Adam I'm doing this. But,
oh, I don't know about this. This is news to me.
I didn't consent.
You don't have to fucking consent.
Let me know.
So basically,
is it about rape again?
No. So we're all aware of. The character, or not character, the guy who's come on the show who died tragically slipping on a banana peel.
Who
we stopped mentioning and like, you know.
Out of reverence for the dead.
Yeah, right.
Because he passed away.
So there's this other guy, Seth Cockfield, who was offended by the character. And that's why, you know, I mean, it's not why, but it was sort of a coincidence that Seth had a meltdown about it. And then Seth Cockfield died and we stopped. Allowing Seth Dickfield to bully Seth Cockfield via the magic of theater.
Right, right, right. I didn't get it. So Dickfield was bullying Cockfield.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
I see. Okay.
It was the guy.
It was the human, the real human being,
was
Seth
now,
Dickfield.
You know, my favorite movie of all time is Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And Roger Rabbit is chained to Eddie Valiant. They're handcuffed together for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then they're in that back room in the bar, and Eddie finds a hacksaw, and he starts hacking through the handcuffs, and while he's doing that, Roger Rabbit just slips out of the handcuffs, and he, like, starts watching him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Eddie says, "You mean to tell me you could have taken those off at any time?" And he goes, "No, only when it was funny." And I sort of live by that code that anything can be justified if it's funny. And so I'm not responsible for hurting Seth's feelings. And he's a bad guy. But
what do you mean? I thought you said you had nothing against him.
I don't have anything against him. I mean, I'm just saying objectively he's a bad guy.
God, that's even better.
Yeah.
He's claiming it's objective. But there's like a scientific unit of
facts.
Measurement.
Yeah. It's not that he's petty, and anyone who annoys him a little bit, he goes way too hard at them.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who else have I gone way too hard at?
Anyone that annoys you on the internet. I feel like on the internet you like to just...
No, there's people I like make fun of. I think Seth's like a great character, and he just doesn't realize that. Anyhow, the point is, I wouldn't bring him up, but Seth rejoined Facebook to complain about me.
Oh, really?
And clear the air. And I think, you know, it's... No, hold on. This is like... It's,
Adam shaking his head in protest.
He posted this because he... And I agree with him.
Yeah.
You know, I have been mean to him. So I think it's like only fair...
Okay.
...that I like let people whose only exposure to Seth hear what Seth has to say... ...in his own defense.
Okay.
So Seth posted this.
Yeah, don't do... You're definitely not going to do the voice.
What do you mean? Well, it's in Seth's words. Why would I not do the voice?
Okay.
Seth wrote, "Hi, I'm not back. I just wanted to share this and then bounce back into the ether sometime before Monday. This tweet is an old tweet of mine, which I tweeted in a rage one day in the spring of 2015, right around noon, most probably after reading about yet another atrocity portrayed by some white cop or politician or rapist. Adam, you look this, please. If it's really going to bother you that much, I'll tell you, there's seven more paragraphs.
Just continue.
We're only halfway through the first
one. We already started. There's no reason. There's no going back.
If you don't want to be a part of this, I guess. If you're such good friends with Seth, you don't want me to just let Seth speak for himself here.
This is a recording you're playing, right, of Seth reading his post.
Yeah, play the recording. He went live on Facebook Live.
Finish the video.
I don't know. Well, if you're going to have a problem.
Continue.
No, you already said, I guess I'm just a big bully. I guess everybody just thinks I'm just a fucking asshole because I'm trying to let Seth defend himself to the Cumtown.
You know what?
Fans.
You're right. Let Seth finish. You're right. You're right. We're being the bullies. We're trying to stifle Seth's voice. Let's hear what he had to say.
Anyhow, he says this is a tweet he tweeted in a rage after an atrocity portrayed by white cop or politician or rapist.
Right.
The tweet got no likes or retweets at the time, which was fine. I didn't expect it to. I just wanted to get it off my chest. If that makes you feel uncomfortable, I get that, and I'm happy to discuss it. And then he's included the tweet, which
was terrible. Tweet?
Well, the tweet is, here's Seth, and he says, "White people will one day go extinct, and I cannot wait. New power structure, please."
He wants himself to go extinct.
Well, anyhow. So, that's the tweet he included.
And then he said, do you mean you can't wait? You are white.
Well, hold on. He explains it further.
I'm sorry.
Okay. He says, earlier this summer, a certain comedian popular on Twitter, whom I will refer to as X, which is
that's
me.
That's cool.
Nicholas X.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I love it.
It's a
awesome.
Cool nickname. Yeah.
Thank you, Seth.
Just
that's why you don't
X's
understand
short
nicknames.
Of Vin Diesel.
X is a tight nickname for
it. It's nowhere near as good as Seth Dickfield, though.
No, Dickfield's great.
If he was like, earlier this summer, a certain comedian popular on Twitter, who I'm going to refer to as Nick Dickface, I would have laughed.
That's
would have
really
been,
good, yeah.
That would have been funny, but he
that was
X.
That was a blown opportunity. He gave you instead a really cool punk rock name.
Yeah.
Dick Cuntlin.
As X. Well, punk rock names are all like,
your first name is literally one
David
letter.
Murder, like Jonathan Trash.
Yeah.
It's like garbage.
Mike, Johnny Rotten.
Mike Snot fucking pussy. I'm an hardcore
infected
band
asshole.
Of Johnny Snot ass.
I'm Johnny Puss Taint.
Yeah. So earlier this summer,
your first name is literally one letter away from Dick.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know?
Right. Like, you can't call me Dick Molly. That would've been funny.
Dick Molly. Yeah.
It would've been funnier if he called me like Nick Dickface or Nick Dick Faggot. You know, like he just didn't put any effort into
of
it.
Course.
Like I didn't with the Cockfield.
Nick Moldick would've been.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. That would've been funny, but he went with X. So sorry. Now I'm
now
an
X
man. Now I'm a fucking mutant that
Professor
can read
X.
people's minds.
This is tight.
The only white guy that looks good, bald, and handicapped.
That's true. That's a good combo.
Okay. Earlier this summer, a certain comedian popular on Twitter, who I'm going to refer to as X, someone whom I'm not... I don't... Is that... That's not... Whom is possessive, right?
No, it's the objective.
Yeah.
Not the subject.
Someone...
In the sense.
So, but this isn't correct usage. Someone whom I'm not amicable with in the least...
I don't think it's right.
Someone who, yeah.
I don't know. Someone who. Yeah, because you are the subject of the sentence.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know, dude. I'm dumb also.
Thought it'd be funny to create a character based on me for his podcast. This was completely unprovoked. The character is a weak, submissive, social justice warrior type who overuses words like woke and is generally obsessed with political correctness. The character's name is Seth Dickfield. Which, side note, again... Seth Dickfield is a real person.
It's pretty insensitive. This guy who died. Yeah, we've all seen him. We've all looked at him. Actually, I don't know. Have I been the
and for, honestly,
so.
Seth, for you to you say that Seth
once.
Dickfield isn't yeah. real, considering he died at Auschwitz, in a way that kind of makes you a Holocaust denier. So, Seth Cockfield, Holocaust denier. Jeez. All right, getting back to the note. Seriously, he's not even trying to hide the fact. He's not even trying to hide the fact that the character is based on me. It's fucking weird, to say the least. I haven't talked to this dude in over a year. This is the best part of the whole thing.
I'm listening.
Last time I talked to him, he was at an open mic where he got upset with me because I wouldn't budge on my "I don't like the N-word and don't think white people should ever say it" stance. He got mad because he thought his logic was sound, and I didn't
care.
To
be fair, that is a hilarious...
Wait, that, well, is
that
the
didn't
best.
Happen.
Right, right.
That
right,
didn't
right.
fucking happen.
Best.
I wouldn't argue with Seth about
that's so good.
That yeah. is the best.
That he's like, last time I saw
sorry,
this guy,
I don't like the yeah. N-word.
He was stomping his feet and demanding to use the N-word in the open mic.
Let me say it. Yeah. Let me say it. Let me say it, Seth.
Yeah. I'm anti-rape and anti-N-word, and I'm never changing that.
Dude, yeah. the idea of just wanting to say the N-word. A person that would argue at length that they should say it, but wouldn't say yeah, yeah. it, to be that stupid,
right? Yeah.
Also, like,
oh my that I'm God. Arguing with Seth,
and that
death,
that did
like,
not
come
happen.
On, Seth. No, of course not.
It did not. He
no,
made it.
It
up.
Absolutely didn't happen. The last argument I got is
he was stopping you from saying the N-word. I bravely stopped.
Oh my God.
Oh boy,
what a fucking so hero. Boy, what a hero.
He goes, well, X wanted to show
Seth
his followers
rules.
That his character was based on a real person, so he scoured my actual Twitter feed for anything that might resemble his Seth Dickfield character, and he found one, the one I've uploaded here. He tweeted it, and his followers went apeshit. I tweeted it without context. I just retweeted you saying a thing, which...
You knew what you were doing.
I knew what I was doing. Yeah.
You knew that it was
that
very funny what
I
you
knew
said.
It was fucking funny. I yeah. knew it was like people are going to yeah. laugh at him for being this much of a fucking idiot. But I didn't need to be like, you know, hey, bully this guy or hear this why this is dumb. It stays right. at face value. It's a
it
fucking
really does.
Dumb thing to write. So the tweet immediately started making the rounds with the most depressing parts of Twitter.
Oh, God.
I guess the least depressing part of Twitter is tweeting at Talib Kweli all day long. If I, yeah. Don't let them get you, Talib. That's the least
he's also
depressing part.
Talib, very, very for women's rights.
Yeah,
he really wants women to have birth control.
The worst people in the world relish that X's character was based on someone so real and so liberal, and so they made it their business to keep a stream of daily hatred popping up in my notifications. It has been shared more times than I can count. It's like, well, that's the thing about Twitter, Seth. It tells you exactly how many times something's been shared.
Seth can count to 13.
It's been shared more times than I'm capable of reading a number off a screen. So, basically, I'm semi-famous in the Breitbart world for believing that white supremacy is real, should be dismantled, and meaning it. Yeah, that's not what you said,
that's
Seth.
Not at all.
You said white people should go extinct. And then the response from the majority of the people who responded to that tweet was like, doesn't this guy know he's white?
Yeah,
why it's funny.
That's the funniest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
why it's funny. It's a white person saying white people should go extinct.
No, but he can't like understand the fact that like, people agree with you. There's racism.
Yeah.
There's plenty of racism. You're a fucking laughing stock.
Yeah, I don't want to die.
That's my biggest problem. I would go extinct under that.
This line's good. Because of my tweet, I must be a cuckold or gay or both.
You're a gay cuck.
You brought the accent
someone's
back.
Someone's fucking your husband.
Yeah. No matter what I am, they really want me to kill myself.
Oh.
Jesus.
Nobody, here's the thing. Is like they are telling him to kill himself, but it's in the context of him saying white people should go extinct.
Yeah,
and the
speed
are,
it up.
Yeah, people are like, can we start with you?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure horrific parts of the internet did get a hold of that.
I don't know. It's
did
Gavin,
like Gavin
McInnes retweeted it. And that's
one of the worst.
Yeah, so he spread it. So
he's like,
now
it's the only tweet of mine being passed around exclusively by angry white supremacists. So, and like, I love that through all of this, he's sort of kind of angry that he didn't go viral under his own terms.
Yeah.
Like, what he really wanted to go viral for is like, people
being a,
being a
woke hero.
This white guy that wants to die,
a good
what
point.
A fucking hero. That's how he thought it would be.
You showed him.
Exclusively by angry white supremacists. I refuse to refer to them as alt-right, as I see the entire right-wing world as one big, happy, exclusive family with some uncles and cousins and a little more vocal and honest than the others. And also, by the way, Seth is an admitted former white supremacist. I don't know if
I remember.
Yeah.
I read that post.
Yeah, he had a post on Facebook like a year and a half ago that was like, "Listen up, gang. I used to be a white supremacist. I read a bunch of racist literature, and my friend Yeah, he was a Nazi. Seth was like an actual Nazi at one point.
Shut the fuck up. The point of it was to say that like you can change and you can get woke.
You can change.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like the point of the post. Yeah, Seth, you know, a lot of us didn't have to go through that process.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, that's crazy, though. Yeah. Was that real, or was he like doing it up?
I mean, I think that it's real.
You don't think it's real?
No, I think it's real. Because Seth was also in like 2007, like a total libertarian and like, fuck you. If you can't make what switched him is the idea that he should get healthcare for free. It was all about initially him getting shit for free, you know, about how he deserves things for free. And that's what brought him over into being a progressive. And then also he has to be cool. Like he can't like not be interpreted as being cool. And Barack Obama was very cool to him, so he had to like Barack
Young
Obama.
Young Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I'm all foreign.
The worst part about this is that I can't even tweet anymore. I didn't really tweet that much beforehand, but now, anytime I log in, it's 50 more notifications from the past week. Pure hatred. Not to mention, X is still to this day using the character and retweeting shit with my actual face on it. Which I wasn't. I haven't fucking mentioned, like, done anything with that Dickfield shit since he had that fucking meltdown. Because I felt bad.
Right.
Like, I have numerous times in the past 10 years that I've known Seth, like, felt bad when he says something moronic and shitty, like, specifically to elevate himself over people who hold the opinions that he had 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's why it's so subject to ridicule.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it as an elitist.
Right. He's a fucking elitist prick, and I'll, like, make fun of him for, you know, framing something in the context of here's me being better than somebody. And suddenly, as soon as like he gets called out on that behavior, he's like, "I'm a victim. Everyone's hurting me. This guy is such an asshole. It's completely unprovoked." And it's like, "Oh, was it provoked when you transcribed two paragraphs of that guy's personal conversation in that coffee shop? You know, to show everyone how much you love the feminist?"
But he didn't know that guy's actual name. I mean,
yeah, sure. I mean, I understand what I'm doing.
We truly are bullying him.
I am bullying him.
Yeah, there's no way around that.
It's absolutely bullying.
Yes.
But it's also, like, you know, I'm not wrong.
That is the thing. If you are right, it doesn't matter what the fuck it is. Like, especially, you do not give a shit whatsoever.
And that's why we go back to the good words of Roger Rabbit. Only if it's funny.
Only if it's funny.
Yeah.
Which it is funny.
And then he
closes
off. Roger
Rabbit broke Nick's brain.
Yeah. He closes by saying, "In other news, I'm back in school. I'm a college freshman. I love it. Other than that, all that Twitter shit, I can safely say, in general, life is good." So things are looking up for Seth. And I'm happy. I'm glad for him that he's in school. Because, I mean, honestly, 15 years of stand-up comedy, and you're still bombing at open
Jesus
mics.
Jesus Christ.
Nick.
See, this is the Mullen special right here. Just shitting on him for something that
to,
you
like,
semi...
The seasoning on.
That you semi had a point, right? Still mean, but you had a good... Then you just took the gratuitous kick him while he's down fucking thing.
Yeah, congrats on college, you fucking...
Yeah. He's making his life better. I'm, like, happy for him.
Good man.
I'm happy for him.
You can see the expression on Nick's face, everyone. He's actually sucking Adam's dick right now. It's weird. He's been talking with Adam's dick in his mouth the whole
time.
Well,
and that's the shitty part about all of it is, like, Seth is such a fucking great character, and he doesn't understand what makes him funny. You know? Like, people, like, thought the Dickfield thing was funny because it's just Seth.
I mean, like, it was a little heightened.
Yeah.
It's a version of Seth. It's,
yeah. And if he could harness that, he could do great. You know?
No, he can't.
Yeah, he can.
He can't because he has no say in it. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
That's just who he is. You know?
It's
not a bit, you know? The character's funny because it's a bit. Because you're explaining it's not only funny because of Seth. It's funny because there are, especially with the election right now, a ton of people
popping up
are like, you know, self-described woke. You know,
I am woke.
It's
like I'm
Mark
sleeping.
Ruffalo had some awful tweet. Where
I saw it. Yo.
What was it?
Getting woke to the trans experience.
I'm getting woke to the trans experience.
Yikes.
More like Mark Dickafalo.
Dickafalo, you want to start Mark Dickafalo?
Yeah, so so Seth on that thread got into like an argument with some guy. Somebody said, that's the thing I love about all this is people just immediately start sending me screen caps of like all anything. This shit. And so somebody commented.
You've infiltrated his Facebook, dude.
Yeah. So I don't ask people to send me this shit. Like fucking immediately people start texting me and sending it to me. But yeah, this
wow, Nick, it's just so accidental.
What do you mean it's so accidental? How would I know? You blocked me on everything.
There's no reason.
I have like four different people that'll like, you know, text me when he's going off.
Seth's back.
Yeah. Yeah. And he goes, so this is this guy that commented on that, and he's like, what he's saying is that he's not really back on Facebook to bellyache yet again. Can't you tell? I'm not trying to be a jerk here, Seth, but we only knew each other briefly in high school.
Oh, man.
I don't really know you that well. I just have to say you seem to get a joy out of complaining whenever you're on Facebook about anyone who doesn't lean 100% left in their thinking. You make me want to check out this Nick Mullen guy's spoof of you at this point. Again, not trying to be mean, but you're kind of pushy with your opinions. After saying that, if you feel like unfriending me, then so be it. And so Seth screen capped that and then posted it as another status. And
instead of just commenting back.
Well, on the status, he writes, TFW, you know, that face when, you not trying to be a jerk, but you nailing it, though. So it's like, hey.
No.
So now you're using AAVE. So
now you're going full Wardell.
Yeah, he's memeing.
You gotta be black when you own the guy.
Yeah.
And then that Seth eventually did block that guy.
Jesus.
And then that guy messaged me, and he goes, you don't know me, but I went to high school with Seth Cockfield, and he just unfriended me because I called him out on some of his whiny, pushy, leftist bullshit. Where can I check out this character you created about him? I would love a good laugh over this.
This is incredible. Seth is getting us listeners.
Yeah, I've never seen some. He's
dude,
like,
that's a hilarious. Getting owned by just a guy who barely knew you. And he's like, look, man, like we don't really know each other. I'm the closest to an objective observer here. Yeah, and I got to say. And he was even kind of like, well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's funny is Seth was even like, I'm happy to talk about my. I'm happy to talk about my tweet with you, but not about your. Fucking objections to how I'm behaving. I won't talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, Seth is just like constantly stepping on rakes and having them smash in his face.
It was pretty fun. That was really good.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I mean, it's just, it's too fucking funny. It's too perfect. And I know, like, you guys are probably uncomfortable with, you know, having to bring that up, but, like, look, that, this is it. I'm never going to fucking mention him again. Seth, like, I'm sure somebody will tell you about this. Like, it's done. I wouldn't have said anything if you hadn't posted 9 paragraphs about it. And
yeah,
it's like,
I mean, Seth also has to know you. He knows you. He's known you for 10 years. He had to know that that's like definitely gonna get your peak your interest.
I mean, the guy messaging him was so good.
Yeah.
Like even if no one was like keeping tabs.
Yeah.
On this for you, just one of his like. Friends blocking him, messaging you is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta suck. Somebody fucking making fun of you and you can't control the, you know, any of the narrative around it. I would be pissed off if somebody had, like... But, you know, also, I think it would have been funny if somebody, like, did a fucking character based on me.
And nailed it so well.
And, yeah, and they did it. I'd be like, alright, you know.
I did a character based on you once.
Wait, what was the name?
Dick.
I have a really good character.
Mullen.
Yeah,
it's called.
It's
called, here's the thing: we shit on Wardell all the time. Wardell,
yeah.
He's our friend, and you know what?
Honestly, he's our friend.
I was friends with Seth. Me and him used to hang out, but you'd hang out with him. He would constantly talk shit on people, and then as soon as he found out anyone was criticizing him in any way, shape, or form, he'd have a fucking meltdown, like a literal meltdown, storming out and shit.
It was probably funny. Whatever, I don't care, guys. You really stepped on my really good character.
Oh, what's your character?
It's called Gay Christopher Walken.
Do it.
I'm gay.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Gay.
I mean,
you know, the Sicilians are the best liars.
Two mice. Yeah. Two men.
Can I offer
fall
you
into a vat of cream? Two men, and they fuck each other.
I'm
and it
gay.
Becomes butt.
I've had this pleasurable gold watch shoved up my ass. Until I come.
Your father forgot. Oh, now I'm just doing a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Your father forgot it in my
that
ass.
That is a hard character. That's like the next level with impressions. Like, if you can do an
turning
impression, but then, like, you know, so like, you know, everybody loves Robert De Niro, but one of me was deaf. Do deaf Robert De Niro. Hey,
just
me.
Fusing two ham-fisted acts.
Stereotypes.
Just two ham-fisted stereotypes.
Deaf Robert De Niro. You talking to me? I can't hear you. So you're going to have to explain if you're talking to me or not.
I can't tell.
I'm even more deaf Robert De Niro.
Seriously, are you talking to me?
Jesus Christ.
Seriously.
Yeah. Or like, ooh, it's me, Robin Williams, but I'm...
still alive.
I'm I'm dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I have so much hair on my knuckles.
fuck. Have you seen that dude's body hair, Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Insane.
That's why he killed himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he was...
the Nair bills were getting too high.
Yeah. He's just wearing... a sweater just all year long.
So the West Indian Day Parade is today, which shout out to any West Indian folks we got out there. Mm-hmm.
Of course, our big West Indian listener.
I'm a big fan. What's your favorite one?
My favorite West Indies?
Yeah.
Barbados,
me too.
Yeah.
Because it's Rihanna.
Riri.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I would have sex with Rihanna.
I thought about it the other day. I think I would. I think I'd have sex with
Nick?
Her.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Why?
I mean, because you guys already fucked her. That's gross.
Yeah, I fucked her first.
Once you fuck a woman, she's ruined forever.
Yeah, there's one fuck. Each woman is good for one fuck. And after that, she's a no good.
You gotta kill them. They go in the trash compactor.
That's absolutely
right. That's where
you
put them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should talk about this this Jazz Age festival guy, because we were complaining about that.
What's going on?
There's New York Times had some like article about this asshole that lives in Red Hook.
Yeah, it's in the style section,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, yeah, it's like he runs this thing called the Jazz Age Festival on Governor's Island, which is fine. You can like jazz or whatever, and maybe for your performance you dress up like a 20s guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has to extend to everything for him. Which, by the way, I feel like half the shit, like everything in like that New York Times like real estate blog, that's all trolling.
Oh yeah,
that's not serious, because every one of those is like. My name, Kayla's like parents only have a budget for her of $80 million a month for her perfect apartment. So she's going to have to make some compromises. You know. And unfortunately, the toilet wasn't made out of pure crystal. And sometimes she could hear taxis honking in the Fifth Avenue Palace that her parents bought for her while she takes classes at NYU on pretending she has it hard.
Fuck. To shop.
Oh my god, I have to shop. Me and him were laughing about that one day.
I
rich
need
rich Fifth Avenue women that are like fucking exhausted from shopping all day.
Yeah. I've had the worst day.
I have been shopping all day. Oh yeah, and their names are, we already did that joke.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Madison Square Garden and Chelsea Piers.
Yeah.
And their Korean friend,
that's right.
Kim Park Slope.
Fuck. What's he doing? So this jazz thing is just like,
oh,
he's
yeah.
being insufferable. Oh, so, and
the article
like,
was about like, this guy lives in 2016, but he's 1920s.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm 1920s.
He's like, basically, I love the, you know, just everything about that era. It's like the, you know, 1920s. So he pulls his pants up too fucking high and doesn't wear socks and wears
and has
like
a thin,
no
like,
Velcro.
Thin, yeah. like,
thin
mustache.
Shitty mustache or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I don't even own a TV. And then his girlfriend's like, yeah, we just watch movies on my laptop, which is like,
it's an even more new technology.
So 1920s.
Yeah. Yeah. But they only watch movies from the 20s, I'm sure.
Yes,
which, that's got to be so fucking entertaining. You know, I tried watching, like, I got a list of, I wanted to work through and watch every movie that's ever won Best Picture.
Right.
And then I'm, like, looking at basically every movie before 1945 was like, you know, like some guy.
It's a German that tap dances.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. We got to put on makeup and like, stare dramatically at each other to stop Hitler.
You could never even fuck.
Yeah. Get that cat
out of
here.
Fuck out of here, you cat. Piece of shit. Don't throw up either.
Yeah. I guess we should what?
I feel like that's a not a worthwhile pursuit.
What, watching
every best picture?
A lot of them are not.
Dude, some of them are
movies
so bad.
Movies weren't good until 10
well, that's
years
what's,
ago.
You gotta find.
Even best pictures aren't good. Crash
was the worst thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
That's so. That made me so upset.
Driving Miss Daisy, it's not like that good of a movie.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
Yeah, no, it's like.
Gladiator's the only good one that's ever won best picture.
My job
actually
ended.
I saw it recently. Piece of shit.
No, I'm kidding, of course. It didn't deserve best picture, but it was fun to watch.
Gladiator wasn't bad.
I remember it was my favorite movie at like 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
you know
exactly
what my favorite movie was?
I went
was
with
like,
my dad.
When I was like 13, my favorite movie was Men of Honor.
Hell yeah. Oh, the one with
Scuba diving.
Scuba.
I remember watching Boondock Saints when I was like 12 and being like, that was the best fucking thing I've ever seen.
I always hated Boondock Saints.
Yeah, no, dude, it caught me beautifully.
Well, I hated Boondock Saints because I loved Goodfellas, and then someone was like, if you love Goodfellas, you'll love Boondock Saints. And I watch it, I'm like, this is stupid as shit.
Yeah. Dude, I fucking loved it. I was like, damn, they know every language.
Have you ever seen Overnight?
No.
The documentary about the guy that made Boondock Saints?
No.
It's amazing.
Really?
He's this, like, egomaniac Boston fucking of like course. Bartender, and he's like, yeah, I'm from Boston, you know, I wrote a movie, and I wrote it because it's fucking real, you know, Boston style. You know, and he's
that
like,
was when they made a ton of those movies.
Well, yeah, so his initial script was like it was got passed around Hollywood and people liked it a lot. And I think it was like Miramax had it. Like Harvey Weinstein had it, and he liked it personally. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to get like De Niro in on it. They tried to get all these big names, but the guy who wrote it was such a difficult piece of shit to work with that he sabotaged like everything.
Whoa.
And like eventually got produced, and then he took some shitty deal where he just got like a payout and like didn't make anything off distribution.
Oh, really? Oh,
so he ended up making like no money off the fucking
That's
movie.
Also, it was supposed to come out on 9/11.
Oh,
and they
it?
Like had to postpone.
Yeah, I haven't seen Overnight in a while, so I forget all the details. But yeah, that guy.
Oh, you're talking about Overnight? No, yeah, you're talking about Boondock Saints.
Yeah, well, Overnight is a documentary about the guy.
Dude, if he had just gotten a piece of poster revenue, my man would have been rich as hell.
Oh yeah, dorm room.
I feel
poster?
Like that just came with a dorm.
He didn't.
Had
he didn't make
choice.
Any of that dorm room poster money.
It was either that or the Velvet Underground or the
Bob Marley.
Yeah, Bob Marley. I had a Rocky one.
Yeah, Rocky.
I had Rocky, dude. I was cool as hell.
There was this dude in college that was like, okay, I can tell the story. He's not listening to the podcast. He like was like presented like as this alpha male, like, you know, like, hey, fucking get my dick sucked or like whatever.
Yeah.
He had like in his bedroom a 6-foot poster of Leonidas from the movie 300 just wearing underpants and a cape rippling abs.
Ripped.
And, like, just huge pecs and, like, Gerard Butler, whatever.
Of course, yeah.
It's just, like, in his bedroom, he had this massive, like...
Six, like, to scale.
Ripped, buff guy. Yeah, to scale. And then his roommate, one day went on his laptop to jack off to porn, I guess.
Damn.
And all of his searches are, like, guy fucks guy but they're not gay. Like two straight guys fucking each other. Guy fucks for the first time but other guy. And I don't think he's out of the closet. I think he's
really
just, he's still living
Damn.
Like a bro.
That's
lifestyle.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
There's so much. Somebody had a bit in Baltimore about like all the not gay shit on Craigslist where it's just like half of the people are like, yeah, I'm a straight guy just looking to, you know, watch football and suck off some dudes. And it's just like this fucking huge, you're on the gay hookup like alley of the internet. You're on the like
Craigslist.
I'm
not gay though. I just, you know.
And there's so many talk about being straight and just like, you know.
Ravens and sucking each other off.
That's probably part of it. You remember that like post that used to go around the internet about like that guy who wanted to have like a meetup where like he's like, basically I just want to recreate the sleepovers I had when I was like 12. So he's like inviting other middle-aged men over to his house where they would like play Super Nintendo and jack off with each other.
And then if one person sucks off another person, it's like no big deal. You know that guy's just hoping for it to become a big gay fucking he just needs plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Like, the amount you could lie to yourself, dude, about what you like to beat off to.
Oh, for sure. Years. For years.
Yeah, that's why you got to beat off to everything.
Oh, yeah.
Every type of porn.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to like see how women feel, I watch gay porn every night.
Yeah. The just Arthur Chu classic.
Yeah.
I had a weird gay sex dream last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About who?
Well, I was watching, you know those like fat motorcycle twins?
No.
I forget their name. They were professional wrestlers. You know that Simpsons episode where they have some trial and like Lionel Hutz is like, I'm calling in surprise witness after surprise witness, and then they have those two fat twins on a motorcycle.
Oh yeah, I remember them from the Simpsons episode, but I don't remember.
That was like some cultural reference. I got you. I always forget their name and their story. Yeah. One of them died, I think, but like
they weren't wrestlers, or they were wrestlers.
They were involved in wrestling at a certain point. Okay, I think they had the record for being the fattest twins. But anyhow, it was it was them fucking each other, and I like witnessed that.
Wait, this is last night.
Yeah, last night.
Two fat motorcycle twins fuck each other in the ass.
But one of them had a strap on, and the other one had a vagina. So, and I think
this is okay. I got a story after you.
Well, I think it is because there was an article that was shared.
Yeah, about FTMs.
Yeah, the FTM like man breastfeeding. There was like a man.
Oh, so that's happened a couple times.
And he
has
this giant hairy tit, and there's a baby drinking off of it, and it like. I mean,
yeah, that's where my transphobia kicks in right there. I'm like, oh, this is fucking
I don't have any
weird.
Transphobia. It's just like, you know, and then
I think it's incredible.
It's a fucking
this is too much. I see that and I'm like, come on,
it's
man.
Not too,
you,
it's not too much,
man?
But it's my reaction to that is like, now can we laugh at it?
Yeah, right.
I think
it's amazing.
Just get to a point where
shut
it's
up,
like,
Adam,
just take it
amazing.
Fucking... Like,
I think it's beautiful.
Shut the fuck up, fucking...
I just want
to
know,
get
I'm like...
pussy off your stance of...
Am I supposed to give up my seat to that on the train? Do I need to get up out
trans.
Of my seat on the train to let that person sit down? Like,
yeah.
If they are like a construction
oh, that's
worker.
Interesting.
You know, I don't like. I don't understand how I'm supposed to... So I guess it was seeing that picture, and then that's what made me...
How many times has an F2M asked you to get up from your seat at a train?
Every time I sit on the train. It's always these trannies that are like, you gonna move, sir?
I'm also a man, but I have a pussy.
Yeah, I don't think... I've given up my seat on the train maybe once ever.
I do
quite often.
Sometimes when
gentleman.
It's a mother with like a bunch of kids,
yeah.
I feel bad.
I always fantasize
more
about
than old
like
people. I feel worse for like mothers with like three
absolutely.
Kids.
Absolutely.
I have this fantasy in my head I'll do where like you know, like someone will ask me to get out of the seat and then where I'm just like you know, I'll like be like, "Well, yeah, that's fine. But just to let you know, I'm like a veteran." I was like, and I lie to them that I'm a veteran, and then people find out somehow, and then everyone on the train beats the shit out of
you
me.
You steal valor.
It's like have a fantasy I have that'll play out
your,
in my head.
Of trolling gone wrong. Just, man, you just want your life. You just want your life, your way of life to end. You just want to be freed of this prison you've
some
made
guy,
for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Some guy pretending to be a veteran on the train so he doesn't have to give up his seat to a pregnant woman, and then people find out and beat him to death. That's how I like think in my head.
That would be honestly,
yeah.
If I heard that's the way you died, I would feel so happy for you.
Yeah,
dude. That's
no,
going
that's
out
the way
most,
you would have won.
The Mullen way,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know why I create those scenarios in my head.
That's
but,
beautiful, dude.
Yeah, like no, you know, you think about it. You're on the platform, and they'll be like, so, you know, like a disabled person, and you're like, what if I just pushed them on the tracks? And you wouldn't do it, but it's you yeah. It's like Tourette's or whatever. You think about
I never think of it with a disabled person.
Yeah, me neither. I think
or it's
of
like if somebody, it's like
I think it with like Wall Street guy, like suit kind
I think
of
it's just killing myself.
Yeah. I think about it as yeah, killing myself. Yeah. And like sometimes I'll fantasize about that. People pushing me on the tracks. And
it's
like,
now a nervous tic of mine that I say under my breath. I say, oh, I'm going to fucking
when people are fawning over like a baby, yeah. I just think about like how funny it would be if like just wailed that baby in the face. How people would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And be like, I don't know. I don't know why I did
this. You could literally make a baby's head explode if you hit it hard enough.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't even want to punch the baby. I just want everyone to be mad at me.
This is the
that's
most
the
enlightening
troll.
Fucking... This is the most
that
this
is
the psychological profile of Nick right these last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to be mad at me.
Listeners of Cumtown...
Because if they're mad, they're paying it to... They care.
Listeners of Cumtown, this is a public service announcement. Irony can ruin a brain.
Yeah,
hopefully
can
it ruins break your
Brandon's.
Brain.
Yeah, another part of that dream I had, like a weird thing
oh,
last
yeah, I
night.
A
I had a dream
too.
I was at some like event. Like there was like a... It was like a show or something, mm-hmm. But then like the Joker showed up and he was like ruining everything.
The Joker?
Yeah, the Joker.
Who
was
it?
Was
which
there.
One? Which? Yeah,
it was Nebula. So
Jack
okay. Switch, but
he just felt like it was.
Yeah,
Joker.
Yeah, it was the Joker. Probably
from
the one from the cartoon. Yeah. Yeah. But then people Mark responding Campbell. To the Joker being like, "Ooh, you're like a scary clown. That's so edgy," or whatever. And he was like, shut up.
Yeah.
And he was like, the Joker was getting like defensive about it.
right.
So then people were reacting to the Joker as if it was someone that thought they were the Joker.
Interesting.
And then that was what was happening in the
That was after the twins fucked each other with a strap on.
Yeah.
One time I had a very weird, I was fucking just like in my head a beautiful woman. Like this was years ago. This is when I was like 16 or 17. And just like a beautiful, like hairless woman. I was fucking her in the ass. And then I just turned around. And then at some point, she just turned around and she had my friend Tommy's face.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've head. Had that. Yeah.
And like Tommy is the ugliest friend I've ever had. Tommy is like hilariously bad right, looking.
Dude, you're in love with Tommy. You don't have
he's
to...
got this. Yeah, he's
no,
yeah.
You
he's
have
got
sex
this weird
friend,
skin
Tommy.
Tag on his ear that you just
you
want to
suck
with.
On,
and,
was,
and he's just
know,
got like
cuddle with him and suck on his skin tag. And
he's got like this weird like clown hair. Like his hair looks like a shitty clown wig, and it's not. It was just one of the weirdest.
And he just went to Greek Orthodox.
Yeah,
church.
And that's why
the
you had to
day.
Leave Greektown.
And that's yeah. After that wet dream,
people found out about that.
What's
dream.
Greek church like? Break that shit down.
Greek
me.
Church?
Yeah.
That shit lasts a nice long amount of time.
The it's costumes just,
is
are
it
wild.
Mostly hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's all fucking grape leaves.
They're like a hummus for you to dip the cracker in olive, the Eucharist.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, the costumes, they go off. The priests have all this gold.
They look
shit. I was an altar
so
boy.
Cool.
I was an altar boy.
You were.
And
you
is just, that why you had that dream?
Is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there
it wasn't a dream. The priest was imagining. He was whispering it to me.
Are they celibate?
No, here's the thing. Greek priests, it's like if you want to go far, if you want to be like a bishop or some shit,
uh-huh.
You can't fuck. But if you just want to be like a community priest, you have to fuck. You have to get a wife. So they fuck. So Greek priests fuck. So guess what's not an issue in the Greek church? Is
wait,
fucking
what if you want to keep go on? Can you like stop fucking and be like a guy that's like, you know, I'm trying to get my life back together and not fuck?
Once you get married, you're donezo. You can't
become a bishop.
Rise
what is it?
Bishop, ranks.
Deacon, cardinal?
I think deacon's much lower. Deacon's not even a priest. Deacon, you're trying to become a priest, then there's like fucking bishops, and then there's archbishops.
Mm-hmm.
That's so complicated. I have all of the military ones memorized.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. There's one guy. There's
private.
One guy named Bartholomew that came through.
Lieutenant.
Private, first class, corporal, sergeant, and then there's like first sergeant, like
gunnery,
master sergeant, gunnery sergeant. I think gunnery
what's
sergeants
gunnery? With guns.
No, it's like that's a Marine Corps thing.
Yeah, I think so. I just remember that from when I went to fucking. I went to do a Marine tour and I learned shit about them that I wasn't expecting to.
Did you guys?
It was weird as shit to go on that tour and like meet people who enlisted literally right after 9/11. Like that's what that's who the like. And I was like, oh man, and they're just like there's just these hardened fucking vets who've seen everything. They're you can tell they're fucked up.
Be
and
careful,
then the
dude.
Younger
don't
Marines,
respect them.
And then the young
don't
yeah,
get
sorry,
close to respecting
sorry, sorry,
them
sorry,
on
close,
my show,
close,
dude.
Close. And then the younger ones are just like fucking kids who were too dumb to go to college. You know, like not like like half are just, and they haven't seen shit. They're
or
all like
poor
17,
kids
18. Oh yeah, poor kids for
from
sure.
Like middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere, just like learning like.
My friend joined the Marines when we were like teenagers, and like he grew up in a military family, and I don't know. I feel kind of bad putting shit out there, but so. Like, I knew him my whole life, and his mom was, like, a naval officer, and then his mom's roommate, quote-unquote, was also a naval officer, which,
nice.
Yeah, so he had,
oh,
like...
Oh, that was Don't Ask, Don't Tell time?
Yeah, so he had, like...
Damn.
Like, just, like, dyke moms.
Yeah.
And...
naval officer lesbians.
Yeah.
Those are... Real lesbians.
Yeah.
That's as lesbian as it gets.
And it's funny because I remember like bullying him about it when I was like six.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like being like, your mom's a dyke, you know? And I'm like, well, how did I know that? You know, fucking.
The haircut.
Know.
You heard it enough.
Yeah.
Your dad said it.
Yeah, it wasn't, no, it wasn't my dad.
Time
it was
I heard
honestly probably from just watching
just
Jerry Springer and shit
true,
when
true.
I was like.
The first time I heard lesbian.
So because your dad's a bad dad. You didn't hear, indirectly bad dad.
How's he a bad dad? Let me
watch
television.
Like
he's a good father.
Springfield. Yeah, that's what being sick
Jerry
home from school for me was Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
You catch Price is Right, then Springer.
My mom, I don't
TV
know how the fuck
was
she
dope.
Did it. She just, I didn't watch anything cool for a very long time.
Really?
My dad would let me watch whatever the fuck I wanted.
My parents used to take me to like Rated R way before I was old enough to. I saw Con Air when I was like 6 with my dad.
Did they make you beat off in the theater to nude scenes?
Remember there's a prison bitch.
I'm just asking. I mean,
there's a prison bitch character in Con Air. Like the second the plane crashes, he's just like opening luggage, yeah, and, like, he's putting on dresses and stuff. Yeah. And my dad just looks at me. I was like, I don't know, maybe like 9 or 10, and he just looks at me. He goes, "It's a that's a very sick man out of prison." He's a very sick man.
He's a very sick man.
Not the part about like the rapist or
No, the worst guy was the guy that liked to wear dresses, I guess.
Yeah.
Not the dude that had the Hannibal Lecter face thing on. Who's the bad guy? Who's like the ultra bad guy? Buscemi.
John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Cyrus the Virus.
That's such a good movie.
What a star-studded cast.
They destroy Vegas in it. So dope.
Con Air is actually like, then there's other ones like John Lithgow's in it.
Con Air.
Yeah. Isn't he? Isn't he like the FBI guy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Yeah. It's Nick Cage, Danny Trejo, who Brandon just learned about. Buscemi. Is Ving Rhames in it?
Dude, it was so funny. Just to shit on Brandon real quick. We went to go get a sandwich.
Yeah.
And some guy was like, "Are you the Dicks Out for Harambe guy?" And then it was like, yeah. And then another guy outside of an event that Brandon was like hosting was like, "Are you the Dicks Out for Harambe guy?" And then Brandon was like, "Oh," he tweeted, "a million people have come up to me in New York asking me if I'm the Dicks Out for Harambe guy." And I was like, literally, it has been 2 people, you fucking idiot.
A million.
Yeah, he's like, "People keep stopping me in New York." And it's like, no, motherfucker.
Even if it
two
was.
People did.
Even if it was a million people, what the fuck are you bragging
about?
Yeah. A joke I stole from a bunch of other people that I said.
I think he made that one up, but he was
Brandon's never made anything up in his life.
Yeah, copy paste word down. I had a friend in college. Yeah. Copy
instead paste. It's an iPhone charger. His logo should just be Control C, Control V.
Yeah, Control C, Control V.
On the World Star comment section. Yeah.
I had a nice time with Brandon. We went to.
It was nice to see him.
We went to some stupid shit, some VMA pre-party thing. That was,
oh, yeah, dude.
I ate a weed edible that was 25 milligrams THC, and then we, like, stepped outside, and I was in Manhattan, like, as high as maybe I was in, like, ninth grade. You know, that kind of high, and I was just, like, looking at the buildings, and I was like, "This is fucking Mordor, man. We're in Mordor, man. I gotta get out of here."
I did not like any of that MTV shit, because it's like, I went to like an MTV party with him after the thing, and it was just like, this is just an office party, but everyone works at MTV.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, just as boring as being in an office party where you don't know anyone, but it's like, everyone also thinks they're cool, if you know what I mean?
The thing I went to had like an MC that was like, he's like a MTV personality, Brandon told me. And he's just like, on stage, he's like, it was so embarrassing. It was like the one camp counselor that was trying to be the cool counselor.
Yeah.
And he's like making announcements. He's like, "Yo, I see y'all." It's like this, you know, this white, like, pretty boy rapper dude. He's like, "I see y'all taking pictures. I see y'all on that Snapchat. Make sure you use the VMA Taco Bell Live Mas Geo filter anytime you take a picture of that." And people are just like clapping, and I'm like, "Oh god, this guy's life. He probably wants to kill himself."
Nah, he loves it, dude.
I worked at Jimmy John's for 4 hours one time.
Yeah.
And the manager I had to report to was like 2 years younger than me, and just like a fucking loser or whatever. Yeah. And I like stopped going there because he interrupted me while I was rolling up a sandwich or whatever. And I've worked at a billion fucking sandwich, you know, short order grill jobs or whatever. So I'm rolling up a sandwich, and I started rolling it in like the deli paper from the corner, and then you fold like a burrito.
Yeah.
And I get about halfway through, and he like puts his hand on the sandwich as I'm rolling it, and he's like, "You did what I like to call a Subway wrap. And we actually do it different here." And I was like, "Peace. See you later." Can I work with you? If you can micromanage how you like, who's, what customer is going to fucking like open their bag and be like, "Oh, I can't wait to eat the, what the
fuck? What the fuck is this? Why is it rolled like this? I didn't go to Subway. I went to Jimmy John's where they got fun shit on the wall.
It's so funny how people think. I mean, that is an example. No yeah. one matters, but yeah. that guy couldn't matter less.
Oh, yeah. So
what he does couldn't matter
he
less.
He was my friend's roommate, and I went to like hang out at their house one time. And then I
after?
Saw
after you left Jimmy
yeah,
Jones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I saw
the
him
manager?
Like, come, yeah, the manager. And I saw him come out of the room and like, but he like hit the, I work hard, I play hard. Like him off the clock, and he's got like this shitty, stupid silk shirt on and like shitty sunglasses.
Hell yes.
And he's like smoking a bowl, thinking he's like so cool. And it's like, you're the least cool dude in this fucking house.
Yeah, dude.
Everyone hates you. Everyone hates Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy John's sucks. Don't they make their workers sign non-compete clauses?
Wait, they can't do sandwiches ever again?
I swear to God, yeah. That was like a big thing.
They pay like shit.
Yeah, of course. The guy kills exotic animals, Jimmy John.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. He's one of those dudes that goes
like
and kills giraffes.
I was trying to do a bit about Firehouse Subs for a while, which is like...
It's a real regional thing.
I think, yeah, they're only in the D.C. area.
I think Virginia and D.C. I think it started in Virginia.
But like their commercial, that's why it's also not a particularly funny bit, but I love the ads for Firehouse Subs are like, we're firefighters and we got tired of eating subs we didn't like. So we started our own place and it's like, yeah, that doesn't give you any credibility when it comes to making sandwiches.
Yeah.
Firefighters aren't known for their sandwiches.
Yeah, you're just trying to cash in on the fact that you're generally sympathetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so funny.
Well, it's like, why are you so busy? The bit was, why are you so busy making? Is that why we lost both of the towers?
Yeah.
Because you were busy fucking around with meatballs? Get in those towers! Put the fucking sandwich knife down.
That's a good bit.
Yeah.
I do love...
And it was great when it would tank, and then I was like, oh, it's because it's a 9/11 joke. And then people were like, what the fuck is Firehouse Subs?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You were just being mean.
Yeah. I love... Firefighter is a great... Like, if you're a racist, just be a firefighter.
Yeah.
Instead of a cop.
Or just be a racist and do whatever you want.
No, don't be... Like, that's what I mean. If you were a racist, though...
What do you mean, though?
Like, in terms of... Feeder occupations for racists, like blue collar racists.
You could be a racist computer programmer.
But I mean,
your boss
those...
coming like, Jeremy, no, great work, but why are all of your variable names just slurs?
I don't know anything about programming. I just context clues laughed at that joke.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Well, Adam didn't. Adam's
not even holding the microphone to his face anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, I know, man. It's been 51
minutes.
Sorry
I didn't laugh at the racist computer programmer.
You're fucking better,
dude. Dude, are you a sleepy boy? You've been very woke this podcast. I got to be honest with you.
Listen.
And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Say something offensive right now.
Yeah, say it.
Right now.
Bitch. Say rape is good.
Say something
offensive.
Say all
that rape stuff you were saying. Tell the story.
No, I'm not going to tell that.
All right, don't tell it.
Damn, in the context of what we were just talking about, that's hilarious. you have to say something offensive, though, for real, right now.
I don't like identical twins. I don't trust them.
Okay.
That's right.
That's just offensive. More of a...
I think fraternal twins are worse, because there's one of them that, like, clearly got fucked up, the fucked up genes.
Really?
Yeah, no, there's always one that's got, like, red hair and, like, can't dance or sing.
I feel like if I had an identical twin...
No, fraternal twins are just, like... They're not like they.
If I had an identical twin,
people.
I would 69 from the age of 13 to 17, pretty much every
Donald
day.
Trump's sons look like fraternal twins.
They do, but they're different ages,
I see
right?
Yeah.
They, I mean, they're completely
sons,
separate births.
One of his sons just has the softest fucking chin on earth.
Who, Eric?
I think so, yeah.
One
yeah,
of them.
The
I can't remember.
One?
No, the other one.
I can't remember if it's Eric
Don
or Brambo. No,
oh, yeah,
it's Brambo and Eric and Goose Step. Those are his son's names. No, one of them looks exactly like Odo from Deep Space Nine.
I don't remember what Odo looks like.
He just doesn't have eyebrows, and he's like he can like change shape. He's like a shapeshifter, but he would like didn't grow up with like a family or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So his natural, you know, it's funny. He just sleeps in a bucket on the show. He just turns back into a puddle of cum, and like, you know, like at the end of the day, he goes back in his room and just like splash. And just turns into
DS9
a bunch of cum.
Was the black
Dick
captain.
Sucking nine, yeah. Deep Space Nine, black captain, Cisco.
Cisco, Ben Cisco.
Yeah.
And then I saw the other day Voyager, and that's the Hillary Clinton.
That's
the
Hillary Clinton one.
Oh, yeah, that woman is so hot. We've talked
about
this.
Yeah.
We've talked about
Star Trek. She has big-ass titties. Yeah, yeah. And I wanted...
What, right? Janeway?
Doesn't one of them have big-ass titties?
The rope, the Borg, Seven of Nine, has
she's so hot. Fuck.
Yeah, which is funny because they didn't have a sexy lady character from the get-go on Voyager. They had, like, a female captain. And then I don't know the internal politics or what happened, but they added Seven of Nine in, like, season six or seven because they're like, all right, we got to have a character that's just a hot woman for nerds to beat off to. And that's when she got added to the show.
Oh, nice.
Because they were like, you know, let's not do the fucking, like, on, like, Deanna Troi on
right.
Enterprise. Like, she's just, which is the dumbest fucking character I love. Her job was she was an empath, so she could understand people's feelings, which is an alien, by the way. It's not even a fucking human. To explain it to the autistic fucking retards that watch Star Trek how empathy works. And you'd be like, well, there's certain aliens that understand how other people are feeling.
I feel like that's, oh, that's interesting. I never realized,
we could use
the
one
Vulcans
on staff
are
here.
Just autistic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Everything's
very interesting.
Everything's
logic. Vulcans are just autistic.
Yeah.
This is not logical. Yeah. Not very logical.
Yeah.
No, women owe me sex.
Those shows are great. This is an episode of Star Trek that we watched when I was taking French in middle school.
Oh, Picard, French, obviously.
Wow.
Jean-Luc.
Yeah,
French.
That's
Jean-Luc?
The only reason we watched it. It was a regular
Jean-Luc
episode.
Jean-Luc Picard?
Nah, there's an episode where they meet this alien race, and like so they have these...
The
like,
original series?
No, Next Generation.
TNG.
Yeah. So the reason they can understand all the aliens, it's like they just have some like computer that translates, it like can pick up, it understands
right,
like syntax. And,
mm-hmm.
And then immediately translates. So they meet this like race that it doesn't translate for,
mm-hmm.
and only
mm-hmm.
partially translates because the way they communicate is by like telling somebody a story or like reminding them of a story, and then whatever happened in that story fits the situation. So this guy's trying to communicate with
wow, that's really confusing.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, Shaka, when the walls fell, and this might be the name of the episode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, Dalmok at Tanagra, and he just says shit like that. And like Picard the whole time is like, yes, but what does it mean? And I was like laughing with people on Twitter a couple months ago, where, like, instead of like the stories, the aliens are just being like, the pussy, the asshole, and the vagina. Then Picard being like, yes, but what does it mean? The asshole, the woman's asshole and pussy. What is that? Some kind of warning?
Fuck.
The woman's asshole and vagina. The pussy entrance. What is he trying to say? That wouldn't be hard to edit together.
That
is
so stupid. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, so...
you just need a guy saying pussy asshole.
What do we got to close on? What's happened recently? I haven't left my house. I bought a TV.
Yeah, Nick's been
rich
a shut-in for
I've been
3 weeks.
I've been working on that show, so I haven't really had time to go out.
What did you miss?
Nothing, dude.
Nothing, really.
Oh, we have a show.
Yes, September 11th. Sunday.
Did we
have
finish
a show.
Booking it?
Yeah, we're done. Kurt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got Kurt.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a great show.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Metzger is going to be on the show.
Dan Soder, Kurt Metzger, Anna Fabrega. You know, three alt super alt.
Is that how you pronounce it? Fabrega?
Yeah, Anna
Fabrega. Sound like Fabrizia.
Fabrizia.
Fabroge.
Should we book another person?
Brigiani.
I think it's enough. They'll do.
Hey.
We can let them do a little bit more time. We'll let them do 12. Are we planning the show on the podcast right now? Yeah. Anyway, guys, on 9/11, September 11th, 11/9, if you're from Europe, we're having a show back at Come On Everybody. Thank you so much for everyone that came out.
They didn't call it 11/9 elsewhere.
Do they call it 11/9?
No, they call it 9/11. We get to name it because it's our thing. You know, like when there's a war somewhere else, we get to name it because we're America.
I think they call it the 11th of September.
Yeah, that's what they call it in Greece.
Yeah.
Well, we got to put a fucking stop to that.
Yeah, it's offensive.
Yeah, it's absolutely offensive.
It's offensive. Yeah.
They don't get to decide what our shit's called.
Dude, I agree. Fuck them.
Does Trump know about this?
I don't think he does.
Someone should let him.
We're going
to
stop
I
him.
Do love.
They're going to call it 9/11 like normal people.
I love how the fuck he's trying to get black people to just vote for him.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so awesome.
That's right.
I love it. What do you got to lose?
Everyone was like mad about that in the writer's room. They're like, can you believe he said that? And it's like, one, yes. Two, like, for Trump, that's not a bad argument. I, you know, like, try it out. You know, see if you like it.
Yeah.
That's kind of reasonable. I mean, he's not going to, like, be like, yeah, I'm racist, but maybe you could be racist, too, against yourself. You know, like, what's he going to say? Like, of course, you know, what do you have to lose?
Just so funny. Just going to black churches.
Yeah.
Like, just completely. And just, I always love when they get just an insane person to be like, I'm a conservative black guy. I love those guys on Fox News. Yeah, it's
Well, he has that one pastor guy with the whose throat hurts. He always has a sore throat.
Yeah.
And he just shouts at.
We should get a conservative black guy for the podcast that we have on all the time.
You want to?
We could get the ghost of Patrice.
Yeah. And then we get a conservative black guy that agrees with everything I say about Seth.
Check and
really put Seth in a bind. Well, you're gonna, I can't disagree with a black person.
He was demanding to use the N-word. I told him to stop.
That's my favorite thing in the world. We were saying this yesterday.
Demanding.
White people asking black people not to use the N-word so much.
Oh, my God.
It's my
it is the best
thing in the world.
Yeah. And then could you also just not use the water fountain either? I'm sorry, it just offends me. Well, they used to drown people like you, so I'm a little bit worried about you using the water fountain and then also the bathroom just in case.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, so come out to our 11th of September show.
11th of September at 9 p.m. Come on, everybody, on Franklin off the G train, Klassen stop in Brooklyn. It was really great last time.
It was a great one.
It was really good, guys. I'm not saying that just to brag. Like we really appreciate all the cum boys that came through, and cum people really.
No, cum boy is not a gendered term.
Yeah. Cum boy, you could be a girl. Cum boy.
Everyone can be a cum boy.
So
give us money, please.
And yeah, give us some fucking give us.
Well,
some
we got to set up. We're gonna start doing premium content. We're gonna do like an extra episode or something.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you want to do that shit, you gotta pay extra, bitch. We'll figure it out.
So we're gonna start doing two episodes.
We're gonna get dumplings.
Yeah, and then we'll put one episode behind the paywall.
We're gonna go to Sunset Park right now and get the most fire.
Yeah.
Chinese
so if you're
food.
Listening live,
I want barbecue.
Come hang out. No, I don't
want to get some barbecue.
What are you, Pacino?
I ate so much fucking
barbecue.
Yeah, that's
good.
Whoa. Whoa, where's the barbecue? What if I'm with death? What if I'm with death, Al Pacino? You can't.
Wait, is it?
No, do Down Syndrome.
You're out of order. Down Syndrome, Pacino. You're out of order.
This is also
the
bad.
Whole damn system is out of order.
Hooray.
Hoorah doesn't change.
Hoorah. Hoorah. We were singing on the way over here. Downeaster Alexa by Springsteen
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Jewish Elvis.
Well, I'm on the Down Syndrome Alexa. Then my hands are up on her tits. Whatever. You change it, but then you put in the Attell. And they say she's slow, but them titties ain't retarded.
What a great joke.
Yeah. Classic. Man, I'm changing all those. I had everyone at the office, I got them with the, well, I'm the kind of guy that fucks his mom and dad.
That's perfect.
That was making the rounds.
That might be the best one you've done.
My favorite one is, dad, fuck my dad, I fuck my dad.
I fuck my dad.
Dad, fuck my dad.
I fuck my dad. Yeah, no, that one's a good one.
That's great. I think that's a good way to close, boys.
Yeah. Oh, no, the other Downeaster Alexa one was, well, I'm busting inside the vagina, which doesn't really fit, but that one's been stuck in my head for a week. So... I was kind of hoping the cat would throw up her shit again because that was such a great way to end the podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to see that ever again in my life.
I guess not.
When that cat threw up, I was like, I'm screaming, fam.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's Brandon, famous comedian Brandon Wardell.
Whoa, Twitter personality.
Yeah. All right. We got to go. Bye.
Bye, guys.